T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The charges were upgraded. Mr. Jackson was originally arrested just on the assault charges from the August 4th incident. After reviewing all the video and after speaking to all the witnesses and doing a thorough investigation here, I made the decision that he committed attempted murder. And so I upgraded the charges to 2 counts of attempted murder. I also kept the 2 counts of attempted assault in the first degree as well. There are 2 different legal theories there. The attempted assault charge is because he used a dangerous instrument, the car. So that gives me the opportunity to do both the attempted murder and the attempted assault. Fortunately, neither one of the 2 individuals who were struck by the vehicle were seriously injured. Amazingly, quite frankly, the one was just kind of brushed on the side. The other one, though, was actually struck head-on by the vehicle, went up onto the hood, and then was thrown back off the car. And so it was a pretty traumatic situation that could have resulted in death and or serious injury. And again, thank God they weren't.
I know there were other concerns that you raised inside the bar that occurred afterwards with shots fired, right?
Yeah. Well, so the bouncer that was hit head on by the car, when after he got thrown off the car, he was on the ground. He had a weapon on him, and it was a legal weapon. He was a licensed security officer, had a carry permit, a valid pistol permit. So he fired 3 shots into the grill of the car, the front grill of the car. And then after he got up, he pointed the gun at the defendant to get out of the car. So he did not continue shooting. His 3 shots into the grill of the car were appropriate defensive shots that he had a legal justification right to do. And so I cleared the bouncer of any and all wrongdoing. This morning, the defense attorney in court on the record to the judge, made a couple comments like, why aren't the bouncers charged here? There was an altercation before he left and went and got his car and came back. There was an altercation inside the bar and in the front of the bar. But I can assure you that the bouncers did nothing wrong in either venue, either inside the bar or outside the bar. None of the bouncers did anything wrong at all. And the bouncer who ended up firing the shots in the grill did that to defend himself because the vehicle literally came through the front window of the bar right at him, hit him allegedly head on, and he was legally justified to do what he did. And the reason why, in answer to the defense lawyer's questions about why the bouncer's charged, because they did nothing wrong. It's simple as that.
Now, following this arraignment, what's next with this case, John?
He comes back for motions on January 15th, and the judge also set a trial date of April 20th. So we now proceed toward trial.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.